Hi, and welcome to The Disruptive Author. My name's Deborah Fay, and today I want to talk about the fear of rejection. Now, fear of rejection is one of the bigger fears that aspiring authors struggle with, and it encompasses a number of fears all wrapped up into one. Every author I come across can give you at least 10 reasons why someone wouldn't want to read their book, or why they can't write, or why they have nothing to say to readers that hasn't already been said. They will lie awake at night in a state of panic at the thought of someone reading their book and not liking it, or taking offense to it, or worse, hating it. And even worse than that, they worry that people might even be laughing at them because of what they've shared, or be angry and aggressive toward them. It feels exactly like it did in school when kids would whisper and point and giggle at you, or they'd ignore you and you had no idea what you'd done. You just felt ashamed and you wanted to hide. This is what it can be like for our authors who are considering sharing their knowledge and their personal stories with the world. They feel vulnerable and exposed, and they open themselves to criticism from the moment they push the publish button and start telling people about their book. It's actually a horribly uncomfortable feeling. And as I've said many times before, it can stop authors from becoming published. The fear of what others might think can be way too much for some people. And while they long to be published and experience what promises to be the most joyful experience of creative expression, they fear rejection even more and decide they just can't bear to put themselves out there in that way. Now, I've shared different parts of my story in writing a number of times now, so I know the fear well. I actually believe it's a rite of passage for authors to go through some level of discomfort, and I don't know a published author who hasn't gone through it. So, based on that, I thought it was an important issue to explore so that you can get it out of the way and stop using it as an excuse not to become published, and not to realize your long-held dream of being an author. There are three things that I suggest to help authors overcome their fears on the way to becoming published. The first thing you need to do is acknowledge your fears. Just acknowledge that you've got them. The second thing you need to do is embrace your fears. Welcome them. And the third thing you need to learn to do is walk with your fears. If you don't come face to face with your fears and acknowledge them, they will have far more power over you than you might think. You will self-sabotage your publishing project, and something will always stand between you and your dream, and you won't even understand why or how that's happening to you. You need to embrace your fears because resistance actually holds things in place. Let me show you. See how that hold that's held in place? When you don't resist, things tend to fall away. I actually love that visual example. When a thought comes up and it starts to get in the way, have a conversation with yourself in the mirror. Be your best friend and respond critically to your fears. Question them, explore them. Are they really valid? It can be a wonderful healing experience, and you might be surprised at the solutions you come up with to help yourself push through your fears. And you can also talk to others who've been there and done that, and you will find them really helpful. Walking with your fears simply means you are moving forward with the awareness that you are afraid, and you are choosing to move forward regardless. So you make the decision that you want to become a published author more than you want to give in to your fears. If you're going to do this, you just need to take your time and be mindful of yourself as you move forward. Well done if you do get there. If you push through, you've not only reached your goal, you've actually conquered your fears as well. So that's a double yay. That's it from me for this week. I do hope this has been helpful to you. If you want to become a published author and you don't know where to start, please download our free ebook, The 7 Things an Author Must Know About Writing and Publishing a Book Before They Take the Plunge. It will set you up for a positive experience. And if you would like some support and some company while you write and publish your book, join us in the Authorpreneurs Bootcamp. Find out all about how we support and guide our authors through the writing and publishing process by visiting disruptivepublishing.com.au/join the club. It's a beautiful community and we'd love to have you join us. I'll be back next week with another blog. Until then, look after yourself and I will see you soon. Bye for now.